wheelchairs, and if we could be real kind to them, and if you're looking for some help, there are people in yellow shirts, security people. If you need any help, if you're handicapped in a wheelchair, they will help you. So all you people, be extra special cool to anybody in a wheelchair. I want to take a little time here to say a couple of words about this band. They're going to be on a little while for you. You all know who they are, but they took some time out of their very busy touring schedule. Their shows sell out in a half an hour all over North America.
Just got to give us a little time. We want to make sure everybody gets here. Apparently thousands of people are trapped trying to get into the park, so we'll get to it. Yeah. I'm Bill Carroll, by the way, from Toronto's Best Rock, Q107. Girl backstage. It's a little girl about this big. Her name is Cody. Cody. So we would kind of like Cody's parents to make their way to the ambulance off to my right. All right, your left. Cody's parents come to the ambulance. And also, I know we have some people out there in wheelchairs, and we'd like to accommodate you. So if you can identify yourself to the security guys in yellow, we'll find a place for you so you can see the band, all right? And just a reminder about, you know the routine by now, no glass bottles, that kind of stuff. Please clean up when you leave. Are we almost ready to rock and roll, or what's the deal? All right, again, I want to thank you for coming. The Black Crows will be out here very soon.
Gave us 15 years of kicking ass all over Toronto. Standing in front of what used to be the VIP section, that's no longer happening after all these people turned out. I cannot believe my eyes. Let's hear it for you people. Now I gotta say just one special thing about this band that you're about to witness. This band is something you don't find rock and roll has anymore. They are real, they are genuine. And they're putting rock and roll back into music. On behalf of Q107, please welcome Defamation.